Moyle Show
with Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Great Britain. Morning. I just did a sneeze just before...
Just before Paul Turner said my name then.
Oh, that's woken me up. No, I'm all right.
Some bog roll.
No, I've got a bit... See, now, you shouldn't have bog roll. I was thinking about this the other day. You should have tissues.
I don't mind a bit of bog roll.
But it's softer on your nose if you've got tissues rather than... That is made for your derriere.
Bottom.
Not for your nose.
You can say bottom.
Well, it's a bit forward, isn't it?
Bum.
Thank you, John.
No, that's too forward.
No, it's not.
I think bottom's a funny word.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let's see if it makes you smile. Mm. Bottom.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's childish, isn't it?
Bum.
Well, and they look funny. I've always said it, bottoms are funny. I know mooning's illegal, you should never moony, but funny.
Consensual mooning's funny.
Is mooning illegal? Did we looked into this once, didn't we?
It can be. It was one of my first ChatGPT searches. It's generally it is, but there are certain situations where it's okay, so you need to check.
Right.
May I moony you? Yes.
Go for it.
Wow, yeah. You've gone old school. It's like a Netflix period drama. May one moon you, madam?
No, you can't.
Yes.
No. Okay.
No, absolutely.
Then I will not. I would love to moon you. Sir, please.
You can't ask permission off the back of a bus so very easily.
No, unless you hold up a sign.
Yeah. And then is that, like, a contract?
Oh, lovely. People are starting to kind of just let us know different words for bottom.
Oh, why did you say that? Now people are going to text in 83936, words for bottom, or WhatsApp from anywhere in the world on 0330-3333-100.
Yeah.
Someone's texting with ass.
Thank you.
I beg your pardon. It was an arse.
It's an arse.
There's a medical term?
Yeah, there it is. A little biological.
Baz says, I prefer tush.
Okay.
Nice.
We won't say James is one at the top. No.
What's Zach's?
I'm not sure, so maybe we shouldn't say that either.
I've never heard that before, Zach.
I've heard that.
No.
But anyway, thank you. Well, welcome to the show. Hey, it's Friday!
Woohoo!
Oh, I'm so happy. Where's my happy song?
James, we do.
It's Friday.
Celebrate good times, come on. Celebrate.
Shabba. Right. Is everybody here? That's the big question. Pepper, are you here?
Hello.
Mark you off my register. James Robinson?
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn it. Mark him off the register. Phoenix, are you here?
Morning.
Morning. And now, dare I even do it? Captain, are you here?
Hello.
Oh! Captain is here. He's made it to work. Yahoo! What he did, the nerve of this guy.
Oh no.
No, what?
The nerve of this guy.
Who are you talking about?
Captain.
Oh.
He comes in.
Yeah.
I'm outside the building having a vape.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here he comes, round the corner. Nice and early. I'm like, look at this. See? Look at this. No. He was early. It's brilliant.
Yeah, he got the same train as he normally does. He gets in.
In he comes. And then what did he do? Stands talking to me for 10 minutes. Wasting time.
Still fine, though.
But we've come up with a solution, haven't we, Captain?
Well,
yeah.
You suggested a few things.
And you said, I think your words were, great idea.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Did I?
You did.
Did I?
You did. You said, yes, Chris, great idea. Should we discuss it? Are you right?
We can discuss it. I'd rather not.
You'd rather.
I'd rather not.
Let's not do it.
Relax, Pepper. It's a joke. Relax. I'm just
asking for some sugar for my coffee. Sorry.
No, we were chatting this morning. And guess who's coming in shorts today?
Captain has.
Longman. Yeah. Oh, Captain.
Who?
Long, sorry.
Who? If you're going to call him by his real name, you call him Deborah.
Yes. Good morning, Deborah.
Have you come in your shorts today because of the weather?
I've come in my shorts because of the weather.
It's going to be 20 degrees in London today.
That, I've brought a coat.
Yeah, I've got really... Because it's cold in the morning, though.
Oh... But it's, do you know what, though? I've got a jumper on now because of this stupid air cold.
It's going to be 21 today.
There you go. It's going to be 21 today.
Weather. London.
That's right.
What did you say?
I just said to the listeners, I just said it was going to be 20 degrees today.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, so I was distracting, asking for some sugar for my coffee.
22. 21 tomorrow, but rainy. 17 Sunday.
22 said it's going to be 22.
The internet.
How can no one get the weather right? Are they making this up?
Weather.
My phone weather button says it's going to be 20 degrees today.
22.
And Dominic always adds 1 or 2 degrees to whatever the weather's meant to be as well.
He always gives us Heathrow's weather.
Yeah. Which is always hotter than everywhere else. But it's meant to be lovely today. What are we looking like around the rest of the UK? Let's have a look. Because I hate that thing if it's going to be freezing everywhere else. Right, Manchester, it's going to hit 20 degrees today. Cardiff is going to hit 19 degrees today, but it's going to be sunny all day. Let's have a look at Newcastle. It's going to hit 20 degrees.
Yes.
In Newcastle. That surely must be minus 20.
No.
Let's have a look.
17, Glasgow.
Dublin is going to be sunny all day. It's going to hit 19 degrees. At 8 o'clock tonight in Dublin, it's still going to be 16 degrees, which is lovely. All right, let's have a look at Ibiza's weather. Yes! Oh, the weather people are going to have a field day, guys. Guess what? Hotter than Ibiza.
Window.
I wonder if there's anyone listening who's literally on the way to the airport now to go to Ibiza.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Yeah, thanks very much.
Cloudy, rainy, and next 4 days.
Yeah, just don't ruin it. Just enjoy today. Enjoy it. And the nice thing about it as well is it's still going to be, like in London, it's going to be 20 degrees. Oh my God, 21. And then tonight, even at 7 o'clock, it's going to be 20 degrees. Sunset is at 10 to 8 in London. Beautiful.
Have you made plans tonight? Have you changed them?
Have I made plans?
I was trying to think of the word for alternate. Have you made alternate plans?
Yeah. Well, because I got blown out by the person that I didn't refer to, I didn't mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
What are you doing?
I haven't... Well, I've kept the reservation.
Ah, lovely.
But I haven't bothered telling the people that we've invited that...
That's
somebody blew
going.
Me out, so do you want
to come along?
So if they're listening now, they'll be like, oh, that's why you suddenly said, hey, short notice, but what are you guys doing Friday?
Got ya.
Yeah. So yeah, all good, all fine in that regard, and I'm very happy it's Friday. I love Friday. I weighed myself this morning. I'm down 3 pounds, baby.
Well done.
3 pounds. So that really helps when I put on 6 pounds over the weekend. Really, I'll only be 3 pounds up.
It's better than being 6 pounds up.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, feel good, feeling fine, everything's great. And Captain's coming in shorts today.
Yeah, that's it now, till August.
Phoenix is probably in that big green tracksuit.
Phoenix, are you in a tracksuit?
Can't remember what Phoenix wears.
No.
No, he's wearing a red... You're wearing a red top, Fiend.
Red jumper, black flare jeans.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. We've got Phoenix, that big green tracksuit. Which one did we get you?
I think it was the red one, the kind of Spider-Man-y one.
That's right. Phoenix does look like a little Spider-Man when he wears it.
All in one.
No, it's not. It's a top and bottom.
Yeah, sorry. Matching top and bottom.
I make it out like he's walking around in quick fit overalls.
I do think that Phoenix is the sort who'd wear a onesie to work, though, wouldn't you, Phoenix?
Probably a quick fit onesie.
Yeah, that would be quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
I honestly, I don't think there's much that Phoenix wouldn't wear to work.
That's true.
Hey, we got you these overalls. It's like a jumpsuit. Yeah, I'll wear that. Hey, we've got you this. It's like a blanket, but pants attached at the bottom. Okay, I'll wear that. We've got you a bowler hat, a string vest, a skirt. Sorry, a sarong.
Sarong.
No, it's all right.
Thank you.
And peri wellies. Yeah, I'll wear that. Yeah, I'll wear that. We've got you a suit with a shirt and tie, Phoenix. I'm wearing that mug. Do you own a suit, Phoenix?
No. I think I had one for prom once, but that was about it.
What would you wear to a wedding, Phoenix?
Oh, I'd wear a suit to a wedding.
Right.
But it probably wouldn't be a plain black suit.
Yeah. Yeah. Something a bit jazzy.
It's a bright green suit. I had a green suit. I had a velvet green suit.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you keep the one from Jesus Christ Superstar?
No, that was the red crushed velvet suit.
How green are we talking? Are we talking Radio X green or like British Racing green?
Like your one.
Kind of like...
A khaki, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a British Racing green, pool table green. And I was I was bigger then as well, so I did just look like a snooker table.
Tennis ball.
No, that's bright.
Oh, okay.
That's a bright green.
A tennis ball, James.
It was made by William Hunt.
Was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Brave.
And it was a bold suit.
Mm.
It was a bold statement. But I loved it. It was great. But it was a special occasion suit.
I had a suit made in India when I went out there on my first ever trip abroad.
What, when you were, like, young?
Yeah, when I was, like,
19.
Yeah.
You went to a dangerous part of India.
You're on holiday in India, and what makes you think, you know what, I'm going to get
That's
me a
thing.
Suit?
In Delhi, it was, like, suit makers everywhere, and there was this, like, one street where you could go, and I think they tailored it for you, and it was, like, 45 quid.
Wow, amazing. Does it still fit?
I never wore it.
No, what?
No, oh, really?
Yeah.
You had a made-to-measure tailored suit.
Yeah.
I never wore it for 45 quid.
I got home, and I was like... Nah, that's a terrible choice. I think I looked like Borat when I was wearing it. It was all wrong.
Was it a good fit?
No. No.
Right.
I just did everything wrong. Do you want this? I
started to realise why it was £45.
Yeah.
You've still got it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's at Mum's house.
We blagged suits from a place on Savile Row for Zoe Ball's wedding.
It's you. That's the place to go.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Was it more than £45 if you
know? Was God, yeah. And it was free.
Oh?
Like three of us.
Did you?
Yeah. They just contacted us and went, look, we'll make you some suits for the wedding. We're like, okay.
Lovely.
Like what? Like for free. We're like, for free. And there was no Instagram or anything then, so you didn't have to post anything or do anything. You just went, thanks very much.
Nice.
Lovely.
Do you know, I went onto that street to have a look because for your wedding and William Hanson's wedding on the same day, I was like, I'll get a suit, mate.
Nice. So you thought, where do you go for a suit?
Savile Row.
Well, you do if you're first class James Robinson.
And I went there and I was like, oh no, I can't do this.
Should have gone, my uncle worked at Savile Row. You should have gone to see my uncle.
Yeah.
Worked at Savile Row for years. Everyone knows him.
Who is it?
Uncle John.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Made suits at the Savile Row?
Yeah.
How do we not know this?
Yeah, well, it's a Scabal.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, well, they're all good at Savile Row. I mean, you're talking, it's the best of the best.
Scabal.
Can't even speak. And I've not yet worked it out, because even though I am a geeky nerd, I just haven't. But... You know, Kingsman is on Savile Row.
Yeah.
I've not worked out if it's... I mean, if it's not that shop, it's close.
Right.
Because it's the right side of the street.
Does it have a secret room out the back?
It does, yeah. And it takes... Well, one of the fitting rooms is like an elevator, and it takes you down to this super-fast underground train that takes you out into the countryside to a massive manor house.
What the hell?
Oh, my God! You're right!
Oh, back in the Taran days.
Oh, Taran Egerton.
The heady Taran.
When he was our friend.
He was our friend, and he used to send Dom bunches of flowers on his birthday, and... go out for food together and everything was lovely.
Yeah. And then, poof, gone. Just disappeared out of our lives forever.
Yeah. Just...
him and Danny from Babe Station, we just don't hear from either of them anymore.
No, we don't.
She disappeared off the face of the earth.
She doesn't need us anymore.
She doesn't, does she?
Money.
No. Oh, my God.
What's the last...
sitting on a kitchen counter in a knick-knicks. She earned a fortune.
What was the last thing?
Fair play to her.
Danny. Mine was 2018, I got one from Danny.
Was it?
Where she saw my doppelganger in Tenerife.
She saw your what? She goes, you should get on my website, babes. You could make a fortune.
She was very excited about it.
I bet she was. Get your doppelganger out. Look at the money you could make.
She said, I've just seen your doppelganger here in Tenerife. I almost went up to say hi.
I saw someone who looked like you in Ibiza a couple of years ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I remember you saying that.
And then on reflection, it didn't look anything like you.
No.
I've messaged in 2020.
I see you a lot, though.
You took a picture of her, I remember.
Yeah, didn't look anything like...
No.
It was like... oh, I can't say on the air.
Oh.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. But I see you a lot. Mm. Just because of your height and the blonde hair and your... fantastic figure. Can I say that?
Yeah, thanks.
There you go. And the power bottom.
Oh, I don't have a power bottom. Not yet. I'm working on it.
I see you a lot. I see James a lot. I told you when I was on the tube the other day, I saw loads of James's with the teacher. What? They're all wearing little high-vis jackets.
Not on a school
going
trip.
Off to the Natural History Museum.
I'm not in pairs walking down the tube.
Satchels on.
No.
That's what he was.
That's
in twos, holding your partner's hand.
Yeah. Did Danny take a picture of your doppelganger?
No.
Oh, what a shame.
I just said you should have gone and said hello.
Yeah.
Shit. Bad idea, really.
My last message to Danny was in February 2020.
Oh.
I wonder how she's doing.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Does anybody know Danny from Bay Station?
Danny Harwood. What's she up to?
Can I ask a favour? In return, I'll send Dom a special Valentine's gift.
Oh.
Message.
Yeah, apparently she made like £1 million.
Yeah, but so in 23, there was a news article saying... she was in some sort of legal dispute. No. But she was the UK's first OnlyFans millionaire. That's
look at that. Wow, amazing.
That was her aim, wasn't it?
I say it to female friends all the time. Do it.
Who is this woman?
The fourth article down is about Dom. Is it? If you just put in Danny Harwood.
Dom gets a...
I think you should do it, Pip, and I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
What?
I say it to a lot of women, and I'm absolutely... this is not even a joke.
Yeah.
Feet, ankles, stuff like that.
What's proper niche? Elbows?
There's loads of niche stuff. Like, you just find... a lot of guys are into feet.
Well, there's that lady that farts in jars.
So there you go.
Off.
And by the way, does she? I saw a documentary years ago about this kind of stuff, a long time ago. You know, like the ones that Olivia Atwood does, those shows, which are great, by the way.
Yeah,
Olivia's shows are great. And there was a woman and she just had like a box, like a bag of cheap underwear from like whatever the equivalent of Primark would be. And she's got a bottle of really cheap perfume and she's literally taken the underwear out and she's been interviewed. She's like, shh, shh, shh. Well, yeah, the thing is, you know, men will shh, 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 pay for anything, pick it up, shh, shh, just spray them. And then she's just putting these pairs of underwear into envelopes and sending them off to guys who have paid her for it. She's not even worn them. It's brilliant. This is great.
Who's buying these?
This
people are buying it. Like, I'm telling you, I say it all the time. You could literally be making a fortune on OnlyFans from just pictures of your feet.
That is bonkers.
This lady made $200,000 farting in jars.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a 100% profit, isn't it? Farts are free.
Has anyone listening bought a fart in a jar?
Yeah, if anyone bought a fart, text in. We won't get your name out.
I'd be, if I was a woman, I'd be doing it. My feet be all over OnlyFans.
If you're a bloke, could do it.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Yeah, it's not just
the thing is, you could be doing it and we wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
You could.
You know, that's the thing.
Like Kate Nash does it, doesn't she? Lily Allen does it.
Yeah.
Lily Allen's made a fortune.
Apparently so. It's the new cameo.
Kate Nash take pictures of her bottom.
Of her bottom,
she thinks bottoms are funny.
Yeah, bottoms are funny. People pay to see bottoms.
You see, we should just give it a go. Which one of us would be happy having photos of their bottom? It's not naked bums, though, is it?
Not naked bums, no.
So it's just like you put a pair of jeans on,
yeah.
Bend over, other half takes a few pictures. Right, how many do you got? We'll go about 10. All right, lovely. I'll go and change my pants. Put a pair of sweatpants on. Snap, 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 snap. There's another 10 pictures. Right, put a big pair of your boxer shorts on there, Jeff. Snap, 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 snap. There's 30 pictures. Right, done for the day. You're done.
Do you know who should do it?
Oh, I'll pay you £50 for a picture of you in a pair of hot pants. Well, where's the hot pants file? Here you go. How many pictures? Well, we got 20 odd. Right, send him that one. Lovely, 50 quid. What?
Who should do it?
Phoenix, are you happy with your bum?
Robin.
Yeah, pretty happy.
There you go.
Our engineer Robin should do it.
Now.
Crack of dawn.
Do you know what? Think about it. Robin bent over, jeans halfway down his ass.
Someone will like
him. Right, crack hanging out.
Yeah.
Him looking over his shoulder, going, "Hi, John. Happy birthday from your wife, Sarah. She says, have a good one. Have a cracking day." And that'd be it.
Cracking day.
He does a thumbs up.
Cracking day. That's it.
£40 on Cameo. Boom.
I would buy one.
It'd make a fortune.
I'd buy one.
It'd make a fortune.
You know, there is a guy who does that. He does birthday messages. He's an elderly gentleman, does a nudie dance, like, and then turns around at the end, and that's his kind of finale.
Well,
he earns a fortune. Yes,
yeah,
so I think like Toby's bought one for his friends before.
I bet he has.
Of course he has.
Yeah, he says, "Happy birthday, Toby."
He earns a fortune.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
No.
How about James Robinson dressed in a schoolboy uniform, just literally with a massive jar of jam, just eating out of it with his hand like Winnie the Pooh? Oh,
no, thanks.
Hello, John. Happy birthday from me, James Robinson. I love jam, mate. And then you smear it over your face. And then you hit stop on the video, wipe your face, you do another one for someone else. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Making it rain.
No. No.
Oh, you thought about it for too long then, James.
Would you do it for £1 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I thought so.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Right, it's Friday. Good vibes on a Friday. Can we have a big winner on the game today? Is that big winner going to be you? It could be. 20 seconds to 20K is back. Name 5 songs in 20 seconds. The title of those songs. You'll win £20,000. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Well, it's not simple, Chris.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is if you know all 5 songs. If you get 4 songs, it's £10,000. 3 songs. We've had a 3 song winner, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, recently on this batch?
No.
No, we haven't. We've had some ones and twos.
3
yo,
days.
Yo, some ones and twos.
3 days, 3 great winners.
Well, Josh was lovely yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah. Thursday, Josh won 2,000. He got your girlfriend, which won him £1,000, and then he went for the second one, and I'm like, oh, he's not going to get it. And he got it. He got £2,000, and he took his money and went running. So 3 days of winners. Josh, Tony, and Robin. You could be the 4th. And if you want to play 20 seconds to 20K... you need to answer this question on a text message that starts with the word play. And here's your question. In 2005, 8 out of 10 cats was new on TV.
Good.
But who presents the show, 8 out of 10 cats? You text the word play, and then you put your answer. And you send it to 83936. That's a text that starts with the word play. And then your answer, who presents 8 out of 10 cats on TV? send it to 83936. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. We're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning, so you've got a bit of time. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. We play just after 8. You could be winning. Now, Pippa said the other day, because we've been really honest and gone, this feature is like, it's really popular. People love it, or they love to hate it, but they love it. But it doesn't get as many entries, people entering, as other competitions we do.
Mm.
Because some people go, oh, no, I'll be tricky at that, or I wouldn't be good at that, or whatever. But then Pippa said the other day, maybe it's the scary music that puts people off texting in.
Maybe they're too scared.
So let's put it to the test.
It's so menacing.
I know. I've got all the music here that you could possibly want. Hawaii 5-0 is nice and jolly.
Nice.
All we've got this morning, I guess X-Files is out.
Not X-Files. Definitely not Mastermind.
How about this?
Oh, here we go.
If you'd like to be on 20 Seconds to 20K, all you got to do is answer this question. 8 out of 10 Cats was new on TV in 2005, but who presents the show? You know the TV show 8 out of 10 Cats? Who presents it? If you want to play today, text me. Start your text with the word play, and then put your answer, and send it to 83936. I'll tell you that again. You start your message with the word play, and then you put your answer, and you send it to 83936. Legals, text cost £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. Need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain's play. All the rules, including online entry, are radiox.co.uk. So if you want to play, text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. Do it now. Do, do, do. Where's my out?
Come and have fun with us.
It's Pippa getting a doppelganger out again.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Bye.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X. It's time to think about your next holiday.
Ow!
And the Fan Gang have the chance to send you on a trip to some amazing destination.
Will you turn it off?
Honestly, I'll turn this car around. Luckily for you, your holiday will be so much better than this.
You can win a European fly drive holiday thanks to British Airways Holidays and their exclusive car hire partner, Avis.
Explore Salerno in the Amalfi Coast, Montpellier, Malta, Cyprus, and more from London Gatwick.
All this week from 4.
Win with Radio X.
And British Airways Holidays. Search BA Fly Drive and book your European fly drive now.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
At NutriCircle.co.uk, we're rescuing surplus protein products from the big brands you love and letting you have them for up to 60% off RRP. With massive savings on brands like Grenade, MyProtein, Huel, Misfits and Clif Bar. Plus, at NutriCircle, you'll get a free gift when you spend £40. Elevate your workout, not your spending. Start saving now at NutriCircle.co.uk. Brands and stocks may vary.
from the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. Aston Villa versus PSG.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Aston Villa versus PSG. It's on Prime.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £25 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
When you switch to Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband, you do nothing. Literally nothing. We'll handle the whole process for you. That's smooth broadband and smooth switching. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Visit virginmedia.com. New customers. Virgin Fiber areas subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee. Online only. Terms apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
You could skydive out of a plane. Or swim with sharks. You might even skinny dip in icy cold waters. Or you could get that inexpressible high. That guaranteed rush from finding just the thing you wanted. The thing you needed at a great sale price. IKEA sale now on. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. It's Friday. It's April the 11th. It's my mum's birthday today. There you go. Happy birthday, mum.
Happy birthday, Vera.
Dude, wasting your time. No way she'll be awake.
Happy birthday.
Dad said to me the other day, I'll be listening in the morning, but not when you start. I said, yeah, I'll give you a mention at a minute to 10, Dad. Anyway, happy birthday to my mum. I'll say happy birthday to her later. Right, Dominic's off. Simon Conway's in. He's got the news. It's 2 minutes past seven.
From Global's newsroom, a sightseeing helicopter has crashed in the Hudson River in New York, killing all six people on board. They were a family of five Spanish tourists and their pilot. The city's mayor, Eric Adams, says the cause of the crash isn't yet clear.
Three adults and three children were on board a Bell 206 helicopter that had left from the downtown Skyport just about 3 p.m.
Next, scientists are calling it a landmark moment for advanced breast cancer treatment. A pill taken twice a day for the most common type of the disease has been approved on the NHS in England. A trial has shown capivasertib can shrink tumours and extend life. Melanie Sturtevant is from the charity Breast Cancer Now.
It can give them additional time before their disease progresses to do what matters most to them and to spend time with those that they love.
Hundreds of barbershops have been targeted in a crackdown on money laundering and modern slavery. Police also raided nail salons and vape shops across England and Wales, with 10 shops closed down. Prince Harry has met war victims in Ukraine. He's made a surprise visit to the country as part of his ongoing work supporting injured veterans. And temperatures could reach the mid-20s later, making it the warmest day of the year so far. But fire services are continuing to warn of the risk of wildfires because March was very dry.
Sport.
Well, the goalkeepers made plenty of headlines in last night's Europa League action. Liam Kelly saved a penalty for 10-man Rangers, who had a goalless draw with Athletic Bilbao in the first leg of their quarter-final. Not so good for Manchester United's Andre Onana, though. His stoppage time error saw them draw 2-2 away to Lyon, and Spurs drew 1-1 with Eintracht Frankfurt. Chelsea are on course for the Conference League semi-finals after a first leg 3-0 win away to Legia Warsaw. And Justin Rose set the pace in the opening round of the Masters Golf. He carded a 7-under par score of 65 to take the lead after day one at Augusta.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So dry and sunny for many, warmest for London and the southeast, cloudier across northern Scotland, and a high of 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
There you go, Simon Conway, newsman.
Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman.
Got a few text messages in. We're playing the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune before seven, and a few people are texting. Lewis from York and Simon and a few others say, hey, have you seen the brilliant mix of Biggie Smalls and Thomas the Tank Engine? And then I was reading it out, and then Simon Conway was walking into the news. He said it's brilliant, so I haven't listened to it yet, so let's just play it, shall we?
Please don't do it.
Oh, but apparently you said it was brilliant,
Simon says play it, or lose your jobs.
Well, I'm not part of it, and I tried to warn you against it.
So. Oh, yeah, but you said play it. Okay. You don't want to play that. That's fine. That's fine, Simon Conway, newsman. No, I listened to it during the adverts, and within about a second and a half, I'm like, yeah, we can't play it. It's very good, but you're right, we can't play it.
Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman. Simon Conway, newsman.
I don't need to set that as my ringtone.
Yes, you haven't done it yet, have you?
I've done it yet, yep.
So you know what you should do? Yesterday we tested Simon Conway on his James Bond knowledge because he loves James Bond. It's his favourite movie franchise.
I did abysmally. Awfully.
He didn't.
I did awful.
Well, we got new questions for you. Now, yesterday, as it turned out, you ended up playing against Pippa, who beat you.
She did. Thrashed me.
Just the look of the draw.
I did get some easy questions, Simon.
So we've got fresh questions you'll be pleased to hear.
All right.
So, you can either choose a number or I'll just read or I'll just pick one at random. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, I'll pick number four.
Number four. These are the new questions. In the novel Casino Royale, what card game does Bond play against Le Chiffre?
It is... Oh, it's not poker.
Come on, you've got this.
I don't know what's wrong. All my Bond facts are gone.
Pip, have a guess. It's a card game.
Poker.
No. Baccarat. I was giving you clues with the bubbers, see?
That's in the book, poker in the film.
That's what I said. Excuse me. Stop that.
What?
You know what you said.
To be fair, I did say that I was an expert at the film franchise.
All right.
Yeah?
All right. Don't be like that.
Keep it.
I'll give you another one, though. I'll give you two in a row.
All right.
What is the number of the agent in GoldenEye, played by Sean Bean?
That's 006.
I didn't even know Sean Bean was in one of them.
Oh, he was great, yeah.
Was he?
Hello, I'm 006. Isn't he got like... I don't know which one, so I apologise. He's either a United or a Sheffield Wednesday fan. Sheffield United or Sheffield Wednesday. And apparently has a Sheffield United or Sheffield Wednesday tattoo on him that has to be covered up with makeup if he's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's probably a problem for quite a few actors.
Yeah.
Met him years and years ago. I think it's right on his arm. I think it's right. Yeah.
Sheffield.
Yeah, but which one? United or Wednesday? That's what United. I just said. You dope. Sure, they have to cover it up when I'm doing filming. Because he's like dead Yorkshire.
He is.
All right. Here you go. So it's the movies, right?
Yep.
Okay, here's one. What is the name of James Bond's ancestral home in Skyfall?
Ooh.
Oh, that is a toughie.
Is that the one where Judy's at the end?
Yes. Yeah. They turn up and there's a big explosion at the end.
Yeah.
Kicks ass.
I can't remember.
Skyfall. What is the lodge?
House isn't called Skyfall.
What's the name of the lodge in Skyfall, Pippa?
That's a good question, Chris.
What is the name of the lodge in Skyfall?
Is it called the lodge?
What is the name of the lodge in Skyfall?
Skyfall Lodge.
Yeah.
Trick question.
What?
I thought that in my head.
It's not a trick.
That's too obvious.
Not a trick.
Of course, it's 7-2.
Pippa.
Hello.
You have not had any questions yet.
No.
What is the name of James Bond's boss?
Well, it's one of two letters. I always get them mixed up. It's either Q or M. I'm going to go for M.
She's all over this.
I refuse to believe that you have not seen some of these questions in advance.
How
well, that
rude.
One, to be fair, that was an easy one.
All right, I'll give Pippa another one.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go. What country is James Bond originally from?
Oh, I mean, he's English.
There you go. Still look at the draw, dude. It's like 20 seconds, 20K.
Say, Simon.
No.
Right.
Right, you ready?
Go on, then.
Here we go. For you, What is the name of the secret organisation that Bond fights Inspector? Not Inspector. Inspector.
Inspector Gadget.
I think it is Spectre.
Yes, but what is it? What does that mean?
Oh, what does it stand for? Yeah. What's the acronym?
Yeah.
Gosh. Special... special... No, I can't remember. Don't know.
Oh. Now, let's just ask Pippa, shall we?
Go on.
If she knows it, you can have a little guess. I'll give you a clue. It does start with special. You were right.
Special. Is it? I'm just going to guess.
Yeah.
Is it Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge and Extortion?
There you go.
Come on.
Oh, Pippa wins the game. What a great guess.
Unbelievable.
It's
embarrassing.
Amazing. Oh, hold on. I've sent a text from Barbara Broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, he's rubbish, that Simon Conway newsman.
Yep, rubbish.
Bin him off. Get in the bin, she says.
Stick to news, I think, is the lesson I've learned from this.
Oh, Danny Craig's messaged me. He goes, what a chump that Conway lad is. Go Pippa. P.S. can I have a photo of your doppelganger?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't really understand that.
No. He was listening earlier, obviously.
Oh, is it a back reference? Yeah. It's a throwback to something we said in the first half.
It's a back reference.
It's a backside reference. Oh, dear. How embarrassing for you, Simon.
It's terrible.
And that was a genuine, legit game.
Yeah.
It was. Mm. Yeah. No rules broken at all.
No.
I reckon I could ask Pippa anything and she'd know. But look at me, so you can't be looking at any answers or anything.
Yeah.
What song?
Yeah.
From a James Bond film?
Yeah.
Did Adele sing?
Really? I'm going to say Skyfall.
Because no matter what I throw at her, she's on it.
What can I say? So I'm good at retaining information.
Well, you know. Clearly. Yeah.
I'm a sponge.
Neither, I'm not, but clearly.
I'll give you one more chance to redeem yourself, Simon Conway newsman.
All right.
Who's the first actor to portray James Bond on screen?
That was David Niven, I believe.
No, it wasn't, I'm afraid. It was Barry Nelson in the 1954 TV adaptation of Casino Royale, which was before Eon Productions started making the movies. Embarrassing. Yeah, Barry Nelson it was. I should have thrown it over to Pippa, actually. Do you know the name of the first actor to portray James Bond?
Is it Barry Nelson?
The woman is on fire. She's on fire. Hey, welcome to the Chris Moore Show family.
Oh. I suppose it would be more less fun if I'd got all the answers.
Of course, yeah. Of course. So
that's why we did it.
Radio X. Anyway. Coming up, more fun, Friday fun that's really fun.
Yeah, fun.
Because it's Friday.
Friday fun, Paul.
20 seconds to 20K is back with your chance to win 20 grand. Chris will tell you how to play again shortly.
Yeah, I will do.
Plus, we have a happy endings game we didn't play last week. It's the game where we guess the songs from how they end.
That's it.
Friday, more like Fry Yes.
That's it.
The Chris Miles Show.
All right, let's play some music.
Radio X.
All right, it's 7:15. It is Friday, April 11th, my mum's birthday. Radio X is on, and we'll start with Blossoms.
Charm than most movie stars. So we met through a friend. We rent a place and she comes round to stay. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. It's no sure shot, but she likes all my favorite things. I know I shouldn't, but I'd like to spend more time with her. I wish she'd come over today. Well, they get along so well, is it possible? She likes me too, I'm not sure if I should read between those lines. And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. I should be moving out, but can't cause we just signed a lease. My hands are shaking, the bedroom walls are paper thin. I heard her come over today.
Sad song because he just heard that they got engaged today.
Oh.
And he likes her.
Oh.
But it's his mate's missus. What's he going to do? I know. Write a song about it. Isn't one of Blossom's with one of Blossom's sisters?
That sounds
correct-ish.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think something like that.
No, I think that's fine.
Oh, well, what's happened?
No, no, nothing's happened.
No, I think one of the guys in Blossoms...
Isn't Tom with is, Joe's sister?
But that's what right? I just said.
I know, I'm just checking.
Well, what's the ish on that? The ish?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but it is along something.
No, I need to put an ish on it. I could have been spot on there, Bob on.
Hey,
yeah.
I think Simon Conway was a little put out about the... I can't quite...
Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think he knows?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. Just, did he think he knows how brainy Pippa is?
All right, well, I'll give Pippa another one. I've got the question here. give me a number.
I've got the
seven.
Seven, sure. James Bond had a license to what?
Kill.
Exactly right. Hold on, there you go. See?
Yeah. Number two.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't shout that.
What's the first James Bond film you ever saw? Or what's one of your favourite James Bond films?
Octopussy.
Right. Oh. I literally was going to go, complete the name of this James Bond film, but I'm not doing it with that.
Octo. Time for the ads.
Chris. Chris, I'm not sure which one, but I'm going to give you this answer.
No,
Chris, it's on the tip of my tongue. What is it now?
Goldfinger.
It's no. He said a view to it. No, it's not. No. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, James, give me a hand. What is it?
Is it?
Is it the living daylights, Chris? Is it Octo the living daylights? Do you know what?
Ding.
I'll give it to you. Well done. Oh, dear.
We're just good at James Bond. What can we say?
Now, a lot of people are texting saying the first person to play James Bond on the radio was Bob Holness.
Really?
Yeah. Can I have a pee, please, Bob? Hilarious. God, that made us laugh when we were younger.
It was after the hand jive.
Yeah. Did jive, James, jive.
I know. Yeah,
get your mind out of the gutter.
Apparently, some people were saying James Bond was Scottish.
Yeah. Well,
don't tell Simon Conway that, because he didn't correct me.
Oh. Oh, well, no one cares. That's the main thing. The Chris Moyles Show. 7:20, we'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
It's fast. It's exhilarating. It's team sport. The UK's number one indoor karting experience. Battle it out at speeds of up to 40 miles per hour and feel the thrill of acceleration as you race to the finish line. Team Sport Karting has over 36 locations. There's a track near you. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas now.
Enjoy cracking deals at Asda this Easter. With selected roast joints rolled back to half price. Try our mouth-watering whole lamb leg. Named Best Easter Lamb 2025 by the Good Housekeeping Institute. Down from £12.34 per kilo to just £6.17. Or our large beef joint, also half price. Down from £11.36 per kilo to just £5.68. For more great offers, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Select your stores online, subject to availability. Offer ends 20th of April. Excludes Asda Express.
So, are Santex exterior paints really rain resistant?
Yes.
And sun resistant?
Of course.
And dirt resistant?
You betcha.
And rain resistant?
You've already said rain.
Yeah. Well, this is the UK, isn't it?
With up to 15 years trusted durability, protect your home from all Mother Nature throws at it with Santex. View our full exterior range and find your nearest stockist at santexpaints.com. Santex. If it's outside, we've got it covered.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! Happy Friday!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, dogs' facial expressions, the truth. Plus, we go to Emsworth, where a local legend is waiting to give us a flavour of this week's Pet Town. And Friday wouldn't be Friday without Little Si liberating you from your labours and heralding the start of the weekend with his Friday horn. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £25 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Well, if you insist.
Hit it! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show is huge. It's absolutely massive. In fact, it's bigger than Gary Barlow's son.
Radio X.
Oh, the old Gary Barlow reference, Dan. That's just what I want to hear from this morning, isn't it? Should have messaged Gary Barlow's son and said, are you free for dinner? You're not on tour next week, are you? No? Okay, let's go for some
Well, we
dinner.
Don't know who you're talking about for you.
Oh, Gary Barlow.
Are you?
He blew me out for dinner for the second time. Yeah. I am sorry to let you down. He sounds like that woman of Coronation Street that used to be in the Rover's Return all the time. It's like you should have put today, kid. You know them?
Yeah.
Him, her.
Her.
You know the one I mean. You always had blue hair.
Yeah.
Blue hair?
Phyllis!
That's it.
Oh. I guess it's Gary. I'm sorry I can't do dinner on Friday. Because that's how he talks in real life.
Phyllis Pierce.
There you go.
It's not quite as nasally, is it? I think
you're fine if you've got a tape of him. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
It's like AI.
Could it be magic? Have a little patience. You have to have patience with me.
Do you think it will get rescheduled now? No.
Not now. Well, he goes on tour next week. Gary Barlow, he's doing his songbook tour.
Is he?
Yeah.
How long's the tour?
Playing everywhere. It's a while. I think it runs from April through to June, maybe.
Oh.
But he's playing everywhere. He's playing all over. That's why I was saying he should be sending me a private jet.
Starts in the Isle of Man.
Yeah, that's it.
Ireland.
Like Thursday next week it starts.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, I mean, to be fair, yeah, he needs to crack on and start rehearsing. Pepper's got letters.
I do.
On Radio X. Next, after Muse.
Sing.
I think I'm drowning, asphyxiated. I wanna break the spell that you've created. You're something beautiful, a contradiction. I wanna play the game, I want the friction. You up.